right to say, and I've talked to this guy before, Colin, the rats are in the building, aren't they now? Yeah? Yeah, Sarah? They say you're never more than how far away from a rat? What do they say?
It's not that far.
No, about 5 feet, 10 feet, something like that. We're talking rats very shortly. In fact, we're talking rats next here at BBC Radio. Rats today, I want to know from you, do you like them? Because let's face it, they've got a universally bad press. Andrew and Georgia this morning were talking about the bin strike in Leeds, and we're going to see more rats. Are they really carriers of disease? And what's the difference between rats that we're talking about on The Breakfast Show and pet rats, rats that win prizes? Well, with me this morning is Colin Arundel, the president of the Leeds-based Yorkshire Rat Club. And you brought a lovely special... How many you brought in this morning, Colin?
I've brought Goldilocks, which is a boy.
Which one's Goldilocks?
This one.
Right.
I know you can't see for the screen, can you? And then I thought, as a special treat for you this morning,
yeah,
I'll bring what's a relatively new development.
Ooh,
Dumbo rat. See how the ears are placed differently.
Actually, yeah.
It's an unfortunate name.
So Goldilocks is that one there.
That's right.
With little ears.
That's right. Erect ears.
Lovely. And Dumbo is...
the blue.
And what's Dumbo called? Is he called Dumbo?
He's a class of Dumbo, so they come in every colour.
Right. Has he got a name?
No.
Should we call him Graham?
Bashful, maybe.
Should we call him Graham? Because I've got big ears.
All right, Graham.
I do have big ears. It's right to say that this morning, and we'll have a look at these lovely animals in the bin. It's right to say this morning in our breakfast show, we're talking about the Leeds bin strike and saying, oh, a rat population, dear oh dear, we're going to have a problem. Should we be worried?
Oh, no. We see that it's a normal cycle. Every time there's a careless attitude of public discarding uneaten food. In fact, we're developing the same habits that have been long established in America. You buy a huge amount of food to walk home and eat, and you don't eat a fraction of it. Where does it go? You don't take it home. You dump
it on the floor.
The rats are only cleaning up after us dirty humans.
Yeah.
Sense.
Because it's right to say that the rats have had a bad press, haven't they? Do they carry disease?
Well, the wild one does at times, but it's very resistant to any germ that it takes up. And after that foot and mouth, they found after 3 months retesting the population of rats, they got rid of foot and mouth,
right,
where it stays in cattle.
Right, okay.
So they've got strong stamina.
Okay, lovely. And they come out with the fact, you know, you're never more than, is it 10 feet away from a rat, they used to say?
Well, I live close to 50, so who am I to comment?
What do you like so much about them?
Their friendly nature.
Right.
These tame rats, these lions, have been with me a number of years, and I've selectively bred them so that the characters are impeccable. In fact, better behaved than the average household dog or cat.
Right.
You can't stop them from being...
Right. What are you doing with this one now?
I'm going to lift Goldilocks out.
Yeah. I'm not going to touch him.
No, of course not.
What are you showing me?
I'm laying him on his back.
Do you want to talk into the microphone as well? If that's okay.
I'm laying him on his back.
Yeah.
And you can see he's quite at ease with everything.
He's got a very long tail.
Very long tail.
Yeah.
Of course, we've explained previously when I've been that the tail is an essential heat exchange.
Right, okay.
And without it, they would be greatly distressed.
Okay.
But he's what we call a cinnamon... pearl Rex.
Yeah.
And Rex is because of the coat. As you see, you can brush it both ways.
Right, okay.
His companion there, the Dumbo, he's smooth-coated.
Okay.
So he'd not care for his fur for brushing wrong way.
How many rats have you got then at home?
About 50.
Right.
Unfortunately, the last two that I brought into the studio, they've died months ago. They have only short lives.
How long does a rat live for?
The big boys like this, the boys live about 2.5 years.
Is that all?
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And the girls, They might eke out to about 3 years.
Okay.
It is a shame. Such a short term that they stay with us.
Yeah, and you tour the country showing these, don't you?
Yeah, the petrol price has stopped us going as far as we would like. Yeah. But only about a week ago, I attended one in Sheffield.
Right, okay.
And it was foggy.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But
a great show.
Yeah, and you're also here that if you corner a rat, they'll jump at you.
This has not been recorded very often. The rat would rather run away.
Yeah.
Given any opportunities to run away, it'll run away. If people have said in the past, "Oh, it jumped at me," yeah. I think what it's tried to do is jump over them.
It's scared, isn't it?
It's scared, and yeah. And it'll leap over a person. It's not the person it's attacking; it's trying to escape.
Yeah. So the message is during the Bean Strike, because people are saying, "Oh, the next couple of weeks we're going to see rats on the streets of Leeds." Even if we do, we shouldn't really panic.
We don't need fear.
No.
The rat only wants to avoid us.
Yeah.
The wild rat. I mean, as you see, mine would sit on my knee and watch TV with me for hours on end.
Yeah.
Probably get bored with the same programme.
Well, they probably would. So the message is, Colin, not to panic. If we see them on the street, but basically they're clearing up the rubbish, aren't they?
They're doing what nature's designed them for to
do.
And it's solely our fault.
Yeah.
Besides, most of the bags that the public leave at side of road in the wrong place, they're already damaged and broken open.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not the rat that's sort of basically eating its way into things.
Do you have a favourite rat?
Well, I had Rupert when we first met, and he was one of my favourites. As I say, you haven't a long-term one because they can only live about 2.5 years.
How's that? That must be really sad when you get attached to one and you know that 2 years, 2.5 years, that they're going to...
Yeah, what we
they're not gonna
console ourselves with is that our rats, they're a continuous line, pedigree line, and you know that their sons and daughters will have the same great, friendly character.
Right.
And that consoles you. You realise that you've got offspring from him, so you've not entirely lost him.
Okay.
So it carries on.
If we have anyone who wants to join the Rat Club, you're on the web, aren't you?
Yeah, we've now got two websites.
Oh,
the first one, when I first came, we only had the one, yorkshireratclub.com.
Right.
Everybody knows to put the this.
Yeah, they know that.
But now we've got yorkshireratclub.co.uk.
Right.
So our we're probably the only rat club in the world that's got two.
Well, you're spoiled for choice, aren't you?
Yeah, we're spoiled for choice. But we're always here in Leeds for our main shows. St Agnes, up in Shakespeare.
Are they easy to keep, rats? Are they? You know, if I wanted to keep a rat at home,
very, very, very easy to keep. You don't notice them when you're bustling backwards and forwards because they're. They sleep usually from early morning if you leave them, and they'll wearily just have a look at half closed eyes.
Yeah.
But they come alive from about 4 o'clock onwards, right. Which is ideal for most.
It's ideal
people.
For me. That would, you know, it sounds like an ideal pet for me.
It is
because I usually come alive about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know.
That sounds fantastic. And what do they eat?
In fact, if you and I had to live on cereals and a little bit of fruit, a bit of vegetable, and so on, that'd be the diet a rat would like.
It's a very healthy, balanced diet, by the sound of it.
Healthy, balanced diet.
Yeah.
Including, always, the little bit of vegetation, which people don't realise.
Part of the fibre
day. They think they eat ravenously loads of meat. No.
Well, Colin, thanks for joining us today. Thank you very much. If you do want more information, then they do have two websites.
We
it's Yorkshire, not just one, but two. YorkshireRatClub.com and YorkshireRatClub.co.uk. All the information is there. YorkshireRatClub.com and YorkshireRatClub.co.uk. So, goodbye, Goldilocks.
All right.
Goodbye, Goldilocks.
He's just with us.
He's just with us. And Graham there, Big Ears.
Big Ears, Dumbo.
Dumbo, there we are.
And he got a red spot there.
What does that mean,
well,
a red spot on
these,
his cage?
These are actually the show tanks.
Oh, right.
That we show them in.
Yeah.
They only spend about 2 or 3 hours in.
Oh, right.
With a piece of apple.
Yeah.
But we award them how high they qualify against their competitors.
Right.
Yep.
And is red good?
Red is very good.
Oh.
If you can get 3 reds...
Then you're laughing. There we are. Colin, it's always great talking to you. Thank you, and may you and your rats have a lovely day.
OK.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers, Graham.
If you want more information, two websites, not just one, YorkshireRatClub.com and YorkshireRatClub.co.uk.